This week on Indian Times, former Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar established the Commission on Indian Trust Administration and Reform and named Cherokee Nation member Stacy Leeds as one of the five commissioners.
As part of the settlement of the Cobell litigation, the Department of Interior created a commission that would take a two-year window and look at the trust management and trust assets that the federal government exercises their trust responsibility for Indian trust funds and Indian lands. And in that two-year period, we're to produce a set of recommendations for addressing some of the mismanagement issues that came out in the Cobell litigation.
This meeting that happened, was that the first of these meetings? Like, 'cause I hadn't really heard of one before.
No, we're actually getting toward the tail end of it. We've done meetings throughout the United States. We've met in D.C., Albuquerque. We met in Nashville. We have a meeting scheduled in Alaska. And so the Oklahoma meeting is the next to the last meeting that we'll have before we put our recommendations together.
Leeds, who is also the dean of the University of Arkansas's law school, said these meetings were not just to inform the public. They informed the commissioners as well.
What we've done throughout the country and what we did that day is we bring in some speakers who have ideas for recommendations and talk about new developments in the law. And then we have a public session where either tribes or allottees who have land of their own, or federal employees, anybody that has dealings in these issues, we have public comment section. And so we heard from people about some of the issues that they're having with either Bureau of Indian Affairs or Office of Special Trustee. And some of it was recommendations about how people view we might fix a system that they deem broken. And then part of it is just situations that have developed and personal stories of what they are seeing in the field. And all of that is to help inform us when we put our recommendations together as to what we might suggest.
And when will you be doing that?
The commission will expire because it was a two-year appointment. The commission's work will be done in November. And we plan to get the written recommendations submitted to President Obama in December when he hosts his tribal leaders meeting.
This doesn't have anything to do with the proposed disbursement, the second half of the settlement.
No, and to be clear, the disbursements under the Cobell litigation are being handled by a third party, so not even the Department of Interior is in charge with getting those out. The terms of the settlement created a third party that will handle those, and we certainly are hearing from people about issues that they're having with that, with those distributions, but it's not part of the work of the commission to have anything to do with those. Our limitations are making either legislative reform recommendations or things that could happen at the agency level without new legislation being passed to address some of the issues we're hearing about.
If people didn't make the meeting, was it recorded?
Oh, yes.
Or could they?
If people didn't make the meeting, if you just Google trust administration and reform, There's a separate website just for the commission, and it's got all the documents on there that we've been working on. And there's an email address there that anybody can send written comments, either giving us ideas of what we would add in our report or just telling us about problems that they have. We really are going to hunker down in the fall and write this thing. So if somebody's going to give us new comments or new written feedback, they probably need to do that by around Labor Day.
That was Stacy Leeds, one of the five commissioners on the Secretarial Commission on Indian Trust Administration and Reform.